We weren't alone, though, in teaching podcasts in first-year composition. With the exception of Jeremy and me, GTAs are the only people who teach our first-year writing course.
And many of the GTAs in our MA, MFA English Studies program expect, and even hope, to teach the writing and reading practices they themselves are familiar with. The practices that turn them on to graduate work in the first place. They hope to teach close reading and analytic writing. Fair enough. What introducing all these really brand new instructors to a production-based writing course with an emphasis on workshop and writing as doing did, it turns out, was disrupt any hope for control, for mastery over the material they expect to teach in an English department. And lacking control as a teacher can compound the already strange dual identity our GTAs feel in being both students and brand new teachers.
It's really hard for me to work learning with the students rather than I know something and I'm teaching them. So that's something pedagogically I think that's difficult for me. And with podcasting,
am I going to have to teach them how to use technology? I'm like the most technologically behind 20-something in the world. I was like, this is not going to go well for me. But yeah, I was really apprehensive about it. I thought it was going to be awful.
So that's why I think it works well. It might be uncomfortable, but welcome to college.
Yeah, I was scared when I first learned I would be teaching a podcast because I knew, like, fuck all about podcasts. But I found that was kind of an advantage, actually, because I also didn't have a preconceived notion of exactly what a good podcast should look like.
There's always going to be some students who know more than I do in the class, and that's scary for me.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It's new to all of us. It's a beginning kind of discipline, so I think we all were very new to it.
I would say one thing I liked, and I don't know if I would call this, I guess it's kind of pedagogical, is that one thing I struggle with all the time is I'm very much like an error corrector. So when I read students' papers, I'm like, oh, you spelled that wrong, or you missed a comma there. So I liked in the reading the podcasting script, I could just look at their ideas because I knew that wasn't going to be a published piece. I knew that what was actually going to be published for them was the voice.
Often as new teachers, there's an expectation that the first quarter or semester at the front of the classroom will be difficult but doable. Like Jessica Restaino puts it, there's a belief that with drive and perseverance, new GTAs can come up for air eventually. And that in the midst of being beginners in their own graduate work, that at least they know how to teach freshmen some good reading strategies and how to write an effective essay. In lots of cases, though, our GTAs are learning to be teachers at the same time that they're teaching their first classes, like most graduate students in this field. Restaino reminds us importantly, though, there's a fundamental level at which the new teacher must simply strive to create a legitimate class, one that students buy into, that actually runs from the beginning of the semester to the end. GTAs, at the very least, can hope for that. Yet our podcast assignment, in varying degrees, sometimes undercuts that hope. But again, we see an opportunity in our program to intervene in what Sarah Arroyo has called the coming rhetoric for the electorate apparatus. So we moved forward with our GTAs.
Once we're getting into these elements of what goes into a podcast, they're all so confused when we start that they have to rely on each other to create knowledge.
I feel like the learning happens almost in spite of themselves in moments where they don't realize that they're learning, because they tend to come into the class thinking that writing is just going to be what they're putting physically on their page or on the screen, whereas they don't realize that how they choose to cut the tape they have or the sound effects they choose are all composing practices. And so for me, it was really fun, especially with my quieter students, to see, oh my gosh, you cut that interview in such a way and added that cricket sound effect to compose something amazing that you probably didn't realize you were you realized what you were doing, but you didn't realize that you were involved in an active composition.
Still, here we are asking our brand new teachers to become familiar with an unknown genre. And in some cases, this meant listening to podcasts for the first time and then turning around and teaching the genre to first-year writing students, whose questions of, why are we doing a podcast in English comp, often echo what our GTAs are quietly asking. A master of knowledge, or captain of the ship, as one of the GTAs puts it, doesn't really exist in our first-year writing classrooms, as teaching a podcast turns into figuring out a podcast alongside students. A student question like, How do I make a fade out in my track? Might be met with a, I don't know, or sometimes better, Google it, which is often not a new teacher's or anyone's ideal response to student inquiries.
We worried a lot, but we tried to remain undeterred. The podcast assignment is well-structured, carefully scaffolded, and however differently we might think about it now, we initially framed it as a means for better approaching writing with alphabetic text. And as we've said, we're flat convinced that teaching and learning in networked worlds necessitate a lack of control. When we engage in a networked world, as Colin Brook and Thomas Rickert have said, quote, we too are transformed. Teaching and learning communication practices, writing, right now just won't slow down enough for mastery or control, if it ever did. And what this means for thinkers like Arroyo, though, and certainly for us, is that learning and teaching something as networked and as unwieldy as a story-driven podcast produces more possibilities for writing and more productive knowledge. We worry, yeah, and we just keep seeing and sensing the possibilities available to our GTAs when they do reach for control and find, well, that they're left wanting.
I didn't really think I thought of it as a writing class, necessarily.
Right. You're going to kill me for this.
No, I'm not. They didn't gain.
No, you're going to get, like, they gained a sense of voice. And that means, you know, in the retcon world, it means hella. It means so many different things.
But I guess, like, I value, like, the creative process rather than the exploratory content, I guess.
Like them figuring stuff out for themselves.
Yeah, you know, and technical proficiency. And even if the product sucks, like pride because you had to like do something out of your comfort zone in terms of a technical process to get to that product. Yeah.
Teaching a podcast gives rise to connections that we could not have planned for, could not have administrated for, could not control. In that way, what changes for us as writing program administrators is not so much what we're asking our GTAs to do in the classroom, and by extension, the students, but far more so our understanding of what it is we're all doing in the classroom.
It can be really special to suddenly hear their voice and hear their senses of humor coming through when, to me, they've just been the person sitting in the back all quarter. It was pretty amazing just to sit in my living room and listen to them all just sharing their perspectives on various things. It was special.
And I love when words pass through someone's body so that you have to physicalize the thoughts and you have to actually wrap your mouth around the sentence.
The podcast was just like cute and funny, and they had like banter like we have, and like they were just like they both picked like a similar place. It was awesome. And I was like, this could never have happened had I asked you guys to write about study zones on campus and you wrote it down. Like, I needed to have, like, Kimberly's giggle, and I had to have, like, Ashton, like, clearing his throat a bunch, and, like, I had to have them, like, give me their, like, stupid little nicknames and having that kind of, like, interaction, because it isn't, like, stuffy. It was just, like, a...